This is the part where if you're watching TV, they show beautiful photographs and they have pictures. I can't help but remember, speaking of remembrance of me and the choir moving, Jim Barry, who we'd always leave a little bit extra time so that he could come down. Well, one of the most important aspects of coming together, and I know that all three pastors have said this, but we've all three said we wish we could worship together more often. It ends up being once a quarter, and that doesn't seem enough to me, but I'm very appreciative and thankful for when we do get the opportunity. But what I've asked my brothers to do, in addition to their prayers, is to share with you the Lord's Prayer in their native language, in Akan and in Tongan. So we'll have them do that. And, you know, I'm thinking that Atonio will probably pray more than just that. Is that probably true? We can only recognize the blessing we have. So what I'd ask you to do is to let your heart be filled right now with all of those things that you would bring in remembrance to the foot of the cross to offer back to Jesus. To think about the preceding week, the preceding weeks, the last year, and for those who are able to consider the bulk of the 60 years of our history of this church, and to think about all the joys, the wonderful family events, the milestones in this church, the number of leaders that this congregation has lifted up, the number of congregations that have been birthed and are beginning to come to full fruition in our midst, to think about the way the world has changed, and to think in that same thought about how the world is so much the same. Since the time of Jesus, there have been wars and conflict and inhuman acts by peoples against each other. It's documented in the Bible. And yet, through it all, we have the hope and deliverance of Jesus Christ. It's said, and it is true, that actions speak louder than words, and when the act of speaking words is the greatest commitment you can make, then it is doubly important. So let me ask you, all of us, in one voice, let us join our individual voices to thank God and to commit ourselves to the faith of Christ by using the words that our Lord and Savior gave us. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.